When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
The Dodgers are one win away from the NLCS, and that could happen tomorrow. Welcome to Dodger Talk. David Vasse live at Nationals Park with you until 10 o'clock tonight right here on AM 570 LA Sports. The Dodgers use a 7-run sixth inning to come back and defeat the Nationals tonight 10-4. Max Muncy in the fifth inning hit a solo home run off of Anibal Sanchez. That was the only run Sanchez gave up in his five innings of work. He had 9 strikeouts against the Dodgers and only had thrown 87 pitches. 52 of those were strikes, but Davey Martinez had a script and he was not deviating from it, and he brought in Patrick Corbin in the sixth inning. He got 2 outs but could not get the third before the Dodgers scored 7 runs in that inning. In fact, Corbin could not even finish that inning. He only lasted 2/3 of that inning. He was charged with 6 of the 7 runs, and the Dodgers run away from the Nationals after that inning with a 7-run sixth to defeat Washington 10-4. 866-987-2570. You know, it was it could have been a little bit closer of a game in the bottom of the sixth inning. After the Dodgers come back to score 7, they had an 8-2 lead going into the bottom of the sixth inning. The Nationals started to rally against Joe Kelly. They scored 2 runs off of Kelly in that sixth inning. They had bases loaded, but on a fly ball that scored one of those 2 runs, inexplicably, Howie Kendrick tried to tag up from second base going to third, and he was doubled off. So instead of 1 out, runners at first and second, the Nationals had 2 outs and a runner at first base. So not Phi Beta Kappa by Howie Kendrick, who has not had a very good series. Remember game 1 when he was playing first base, a couple of balls got underneath him. He has not had an impact with the bat. So the veteran really not having a great NLDS for the Nationals. And I love Howie Kendrick, but you can't shy away from that. That was an inning-changing play, running play by Howie Kendrick that ended any sort of thought that the Nationals were going to come back and make this a game. They did not. And Hyunjin Ryu picks the win. Patrick picks up the win. Patrick Corbin, the losing pitcher, he's 0-2. He has lost both games for the Nationals in this NLDS. And the Dodgers just one win away from the NLCS. They have gone there every year since 2016. So the Dodgers knocking on it again. And they have all the momentum, even with Max Scherzer on the mound, trying to keep the Nationals alive here tomorrow night at Nationals Park. 866-987-2570. Cannot go without talking about David Freese. He was a big part of that sixth inning for the Dodgers. He came off the bench. He had 2 strikes on him, and he hit a ground ball where a second baseman normally is, and the team that shifts the least in Major League Baseball shifted against David Freese. And I was texted by a former coach of Freese in St. Louis that told me against lefties, Freese goes to right center. So it makes no sense that they would shift him to pull. They obviously did not have a good scouting report. And Freese finished the game tonight 3-for-3 with a double and a run scored in that sixth inning. It was Freese's 3rd career 3-hit postseason game. The last time he had 3 hits in a postseason game, all the way back in 2011 for the Cardinals against the Milwaukee Brewers. Join the Players Club at the all-new Valley View Casino and Hotel to receive $200 in free offers. No strings attached. Visit valleyviewcasino.com today. All right, let's head downstairs to Alana Rizzo, who was with Kike Hernandez, who had the first big insurance run hit of that 7-run sixth inning following Martin's go-ahead double.
Your job is not enviable in which you have to come off of a bench and be able to produce right away. What allowed you to have success in that moment?
Not letting the count affect my AB. Coming off the bench and falling down 0-2 right away. Not the greatest feeling in the world, but, you know, I got out of the batter's box. I took a deep breath and, compose myself, and I just foul off a stubborn pitch and hit. If he gives you one, hit it, and that's what happened.
Now, you speak about falling behind in the count. I believe to start that sixth inning, Cody Bellinger, also behind in the count, was able to work himself into that single to get you guys going in the sixth. How big was that sixth inning? You put up seven runs, which seems obvious, but you guys do everything with two out.
Yeah, we did what we've been doing all year. It was about showing up and showing who we are, and we had a plenty of comeback wins throughout the season, and all we needed was Cody to get a hit, and we could all breathe and get going, and you know, we did a hell of a job. Everybody took it was everybody that inning. You know, Ross fell down 0-2, huge double. CT had to grind out that walk so that my AB could get there. You know, after me, you know, once walked, and JT with a big fly.
You know, I still consider you and Cody young bucks, but think about the old guys, if you will. Everybody's younger than me. But Russell Martin and David Freese getting it done, and JT with the big three-run home run.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes you got to let the kids play, and sometimes you got to wheelchair the grandpas to the plate and let them do their thing. There's nothing like postseason experience, and, you know, those three guys have been doing it for a long time and have been part of a lot of postseasons, and, you know, it shows. The moment didn't get too big for anybody, and Russell, what a game. Love it. Love it.
All right. Great offensive day by you, Kike. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
All right, guys.
Everybody loves Russell Martin on that team, and this was going to be his only start of the series. And who knows? Maybe Dave Roberts brings him back after the night that he had tonight. But good chance we see Will Smith catching Rich Hill tomorrow night. But, hey, you never know. Russell Martin, they may want to ride that wave after four RBIs, a huge go-ahead double with two outs in the sixth inning, and then a home run in the ninth inning, a two-run shot off of Hunter Strickland, the former Giant. He's given up three home runs in this NLDS. The playoff season is here, and Chef Morito Seasonings are providing you with over 20 varieties of seasonings featuring chicken, fish, and carne asada. Fire up the grill and bring out the chef in you. You know, I mentioned the Dodgers having way too much talent for this Nationals team, and a lot of people took exception with that. They felt like I was being a homer. I'm not being a homer. You know me better than that. You just look at what happened tonight. If Patrick Corbin can't come through for the Nationals, they have nobody. And they had nobody. I know they put up zeros after that, but Fernando Rodney, it was a high wire act. And if the game wasn't as wide of a gap as it was, I'm sure he would have been a little bit tighter with his pitches, and it would have been a different outcome. Even if the Nationals somehow mounted a comeback against the Dodgers in the bottom half of that sixth inning, more than the two runs that they scored, Davey Martinez just doesn't have the options. And if you look at this Nationals lineup, again, I mentioned this in game one, there is nobody. It's a huge drop-off after Juan Soto, who hits fourth. If the Nationals' top four hitters don't generate runs, they're not scoring. Where did the Nationals get their runs from tonight? They got a two-run home run from Juan Soto, and that was about it. They got a pinch-hit single from Asdrubal Cabrera, but that was about it. They got a sacrifice fly. That was about it. And that's all. If the Dodgers can contain Rendon and Soto, they are going to win tomorrow, no matter how well Max Scherzer pitches, because if the Dodgers do what they did tonight, do what they've done basically all three games. I know they came up empty in game two, but they did force the Nationals to go to their bullpen, and they did have Daniel Hudson on the ropes in the ninth inning of game two. If they continue to do that, they will win this series tomorrow night. And Max Scherzer, he's had a lot of injuries this year. This guy is not the same Max Scherzer physically as he was even last year. So let's see how far Max Scherzer can go. Let's see how long his body can take the Dodgers forcing him to run up those pitches. 866-987-2570. Let's go out to Hollywood. Eric, you're on Dodger Talk with David Vasse. Hi, Eric.
David, Dodger Nation, great win. Patrick Corbin, we own this guy, man. Unfortunately, hey, man, sorry, Patrick, but we got your number. Good at-bats, great patience. Old school and new school guys are taking care of business. David Freese and a bunch of other guys are kind of got this guy's number, man. We got this guy in check. And you know what? Doc is really preaching patience and quality at-bats. I mean, honestly, our team is really killing it. I mean, they're really getting at these pitchers, and Patrick Corbin is like, I mean, he's getting punked, man. I mean, it's unfortunate.
He got punked tonight. But, yeah, he got punked tonight more than he did in game one, Eric. I got to be honest with you. The Dodgers only scored, what, one run off of Corbin in game one, but he was charged with the loss. Yeah, tonight was a different story. They were better against him against the slider. His slider was not as sharp as it was the other night at Dodger Stadium. And give kudos to Cody Bellinger. There seems to be a lot of people ready to point the finger at him if the Dodgers don't win a playoff game. Well, you know, he did his job tonight. You heard Justin Turner tell me that him getting that hit and opening the door for him to get more hits and keep that inning alive was maybe the biggest at-bat of that sixth inning where the Dodgers scored seven runs. Let's head out to Hunter. He was at the game here in Washington, D.C. You're on Dodger Talk, Hunter. How you doing?
Hey, fantastic, David. How you doing?
Good. Did you make it out from L.A., or are you an East Coast Dodger fan?
I'm an East Coast Dodger fan, yeah. I live out here, and, you know, it's a fantastic game. It was a great job by the Dodgers to hang in there. It was great to see, you know, of all people, Russell Martin with, you know, not just the game-changing hit, but really the series-changing hit with that extra base hit to totally turn the tide. And also, yeah, we got to give credit to Cody to get that rally going. And also Ryu, you know, doing his job, keeping the Dodgers in the game through five.
Yeah, I thought a lot of people were thinking the Dodgers should have pinch hit for Ryu in that fifth inning. And I can't argue with them because Muncy's home run would have been maybe a game-tying home run in that fifth inning off of Sanchez if the Dodgers send somebody up there like a Matt Beatty, a left-handed hitter, against Sanchez in the fifth inning to maybe get on base, and that would have changed the fifth inning, and maybe Sanchez doesn't even get out of the fifth inning. But Dave Roberts chose to stick with Ryu, and he was able to get through the bottom half of the fifth inning, and the Dodgers took over from there. And, you know, everybody was, I could feel it in the press box downstairs. I could feel it on social media. I could feel it on my phone. The texts I were getting, I think people need to chill out. You don't start texting and panicking, especially, you know, in the middle of a game. You know, I don't need the texts of the sky is falling. I get that enough here. I get that enough on social media. But I got the sense back in L.A., everybody was ready to panic that the Dodgers were losing this series, and the game wasn't even into the bottom of the fifth inning. The Dodgers all season long have been a resilient group. And I told you this after game one. I told you this before the series started. The Dodgers have too much talent for the Washington Nationals. So if they don't get them in the third inning, if they don't get them in the sixth inning, if they don't even get them in the seventh inning, eventually they will get them. They don't have enough. And that is being proven out over the course of this series. 866-987-2570. Let's go out to our man, Manuel in Gardena. You're on Dodger Talk with David Vasse. Hi, Manuel.
TV, oh, man, what can I say about tonight? You know what? The tension was in the air. Russell Martin, for him to do it, you know, against the team he grew up actually idolizing, because we all know that this Nationals franchise was the Expos. For him to put a dagger in the heart of that franchise tonight was epic. I'm really happy for him. Also, Ryu to battle through, you know, after that first inning, and Doc with the little moves that he made, you know, just to reassure everybody that, hey, man, you know what? We got this. It's not a big deal. The Dodgers may have looked like they were just going through the motions for a few innings, but they got their plate discipline back. And that's going to be that's going to be the most important thing for them to continue with that plate discipline. But, hey, I'm not worried about it. Go Dodgers, and excellent job as always, DV.
Thank you, Manuel. 866-987-2570. Let's head back downstairs. Speaking of Dave Roberts, he's at the podium in the interview room.
Dave, Russ Martin 10 years ago was in the postseason with the Dodgers, and since he's been in the postseason with the Yankees and the Pirates and the Blue Jays, and now back here again, doing it again. The fact that you have somebody with that kind of experience who's been through all of this provides what kind of value?
That's hard to put into words. You know, what he's done for our entire group, namely the young catchers, just an entire group of ball players, his insight, his experience. And now you talk about, you know, when he does get an opportunity to play, just his toughness, his compete, and obviously the at-bat quality. And this is a guy that has, you know, in big spots, he's got some big hits for us this year, and none bigger than the one tonight. But a lot of that is experience. And so just for him to, you know, be an extension of me, the coaching staff, and the other veterans, is a big reason where we're at, why we're here.
The seven-run sixth inning, all of the runs, all the run-scoring hits were with two strikes, all the runs after two outs. What was it about the approach against Corbin that allowed that to happen?
Yeah, I mean, even the double by Russell was down below. Is a good pitch. But you got on first base, two outs, you got Corbin on the mound, and Freeze takes the ball the other way and beats a shift. And from that point on, it just seemed like our guys were just locking in and trying to compete and keep the line moving and get a good pitch, get them up. And, you know, you look at obviously the Russell at bat. CT took a great at bat, and Kike did the same thing. So then obviously you finish that inning off with a JT homer. But, you know, you don't plan for seven-run innings. But, you know, after the first five tonight, and to see us kind of get back to what we do best, was really good to see.
All right, there he is, manager Dave Roberts, and he pushed the right button tonight, having Russell Martin catch Hyunjin Ryu, but I'm sure he did not expect that offensive outburst from Russell Martin. Everybody thought, you know, the Dodger inning was over and they were not going to score in that sixth inning, considering that Russell Martin really has not shown much of anything offensively for the better part of the season. He's taken his walks. He has a high on-base percentage because of the walks, but the ball has not come off his bat the way it did in that sixth inning, and for that matter, in the ninth inning, all season long. The hits he's gotten have been flares. They've been grounders that infielders have not been able to get to. He has not hit the ball the way he hit it tonight all season long, and I've seen every at-bat. He has not hit the ball that hard all season long. 866-987-2570. Get your playoff tickets today from Dugouts and Field Tickets to More. Get your tickets today at barrystickets.com. That's barrystickets.com, and let Barry hook you up. Let's go out to Irvine. Kevin, you're on Dodger Talk with David Vasse. Hi, Kevin.
Hi, David. I want to say congratulations to Dave Roberts. He set the tone in between innings. They were interviewing him, and he said, oh, he's going to be fine. He didn't panic. And I'll tell you right now, you'd be getting a ton of calls if he didn't get a hit, Martin, and they would have blamed it all on Roberts. So, Dave Roberts, I'm behind you, and so is the rest of Los Angeles. We love you.
All right, Kevin, thanks for the phone call. You're right. If it doesn't work out for the Dodgers tonight, I'm sure we're getting calls on why Roberts didn't pinch hit for Ryu in the fifth inning, and I'm sure we're getting calls about why he wouldn't pinch hit for Russell in that inning. And the reason why he didn't empty every single right-handed hitter in that sixth inning and held back for pitch hitting for Russell was because the Nationals had Sean Doolittle in their bullpen. He's a left-hander that if things went along for the Nationals in a positive way where they had the lead, no doubt Davey Martinez was bringing Doolittle in, so you want to try to hold back one of your right-handers. So I thought maybe that was the reason why he didn't pinch hit for Russell Martin, but it's so funny how the way a game outcome turns out to be that people's tone changes, because there definitely would have been a lot of second-guessers, Monday morning quarterbacks, if the Dodgers don't pull out this game. Not only did they pull it out, they did it with an exclamation mark. 10-4 winners over the Nationals in Game 3 of the NLDS on AM570 LA Sports. Max Muncy with a solo home run off of Anibal Sanchez in the top of the fifth inning with two outs also. How about that? The big eight runs in the fifth and sixth inning combined all came with two outs. Muncy's solo home run in the fifth, and then the seven runs in the sixth inning, all with two outs, and also all those hitters that rallied with two outs had two strikes on them. And the Dodgers do what they've done all season long. They keep coming at you, and they came at the Nationals all night long with a 10-4 win in Game 3 of the NLDS. They can advance to their fifth consecutive NLCS with a victory over Max Scherzer in the Nationals tomorrow afternoon. The Dodgers, they hit three home runs tonight. So go to any location and say home run and get one free Team Blue bracelet for the postseason. Daniel's Jewelers, making diamond dreams come true since 1948. 866-987-2570. Nick Coletti will be checking in to give his thoughts shortly. But first, let's go back out to the phones. Let's go out to Richard in Garden Grove. You're on Dodger Talk with David Vasse. Hi, Richard.
Hi, David. How's it going, my friend? Great game tonight. I just wanted to say, you know, of course, all the callers have already kind of touched up on some of my points. But, man, what a set, what an inning. We got seven runs for JT to come out the way he did. I mean, he's just Mr. Consistency. For Kike to come off the bench and for David Fries to come off the bench and do what they did. Russell Martin, all year long we've known he's Ryu's catcher, so we knew all along he was going to be catching Ryu. And just great moves by Doc again. And I'm just saying, tomorrow, if we get to Scherzer early,
what move did you love the most, Richard, which move did you love the most by Dave Roberts? Because I have a feeling you and others would be calling to second-guess him if the Dodgers did not win this game.
That's correct. And the move that we're talking about,
at least you're honest about it.
Yes, pulling out, first of all, I mean, we all have to admit, AJ is kind of struggling right now. He needs to sit down and regroup. Okay, taking him out was a great move. Taking out Jock and putting in Kike was a great move. Leaving Ryu in, and that was a great
AJ
move.
Should AJ Pollock start tomorrow against Scherzer, even though he has good numbers against Max?
Again, he's struggling, so it doesn't matter. My opinion? No. In my opinion, I'd start Kike tomorrow. That's just
All right, Richard. I appreciate the phone call. That makes sense. I want to get to some other callers, too. But A.J. Pollock tied Adrian Gonzalez, my good buddy, for 9 strikeouts in a Dodgers NLDS. That's the most by any Dodger in an NLDS. 9 strikeouts for A.J. Pollock now in the first 3 games of this series. And, you know, hitters go through slumps during the season. And sometimes, unfortunately, it happens at the wrong time in the postseason. And right now, it looks like AJ's not seeing the baseball very well and maybe starting to press. So the snowball is continuing for him. So the Dodgers have a lot of depth and they have a lot of options that they can go to. And there's no shame in giving Pollock a breather tomorrow, even though he has historically good numbers against Scherzer. That's not the here and now. That's not the here and now and what's going on. 866-987-2570. Actually, that was good numbers against Strasburg. He does not have good numbers against Scherzer, so that's a moot point. And, yeah, I would go with Taylor or, I don't know, even Beatty, a left-handed hitter against Scherzer tomorrow. 866-987-2570. Jay in Lake Balboa, you're on Dodger Talk with David Vasse. Hi, Jay.
Hey, David, how you doing?
Everything's great. How about you?
Very good. Remember, I called last week after the Nationals won, and I said I thought that would be a better matchup for the Dodgers because the Dodgers, I think I said, needed to get punched in the mouth to really get their mojo going.
Oh, and yeah, I remember that.
Right? So it all happened exactly. I mean, they had 44 strikeouts in these first 3 games. And honestly, I feel like the Dodgers that I was seeing – at the first part of this postseason were the Dodgers of 2018, where they were swinging outside of the zone, not swinging with confidence. They've gone up against this elite pitching, and they haven't looked real good, but I really feel like Belly hitting and then Freezer, and then they all started to get that mojo, and I really feel, looking back, after we win the World Series, that's going to be when the tide turns.
All right, Jay. Thanks for the phone call. I disagree with you still. I feel like the Dodgers would have handled the Brewers a lot easier than they've been able to get through with 2 wins of this series so far. And you're right, 15 more strikeouts for the Dodgers, 3 of those from A.J. Pollock. They do have 44 strikeouts in the first 3 games of this NLDS, but let's look at who they're facing. You know, the statistics are not going to be pretty when you're facing guys like Strasburg, Scherzer, and Patrick Corbin. He obviously wasn't on in that 6th inning to be able to get that final out, but the Dodgers have seen those 3 guys, and the numbers are not going to be pretty. But if you're able to put together 2-out key hits like the Dodgers were able to do in the 6th inning, that's all that matters. The statistics, the batting averages, the number of strikeouts, it doesn't matter as long as you win the game. That's all that matters when it comes to the postseason. 866-987-2570. All right, let's check in quickly from Ned Colletti in the Sportsnet LA studios. And, Ned, I was just bringing up the fact that everybody's focusing on the 44 strikeouts the Dodgers have had in this series, looking at the batting averages of certain players, but it's not going to be pretty, those type of numbers, when you're facing aces like Scherzer, Strasburg, and Corbin. All that matters is what they did tonight and getting to string together some hits to be able to win this game. Winning in the postseason is all that matters, no matter how ugly it is.
Absolutely right. You're talking about eight runs that came with two strikes tonight via the Dodgers at bats. Talking about a seven-run sixth inning, all with two outs. That's clutch hitting, and you're going to have a lot of strikeouts. Everybody strikes out in the game today. The strikeouts are something that is a part of the game, but you got to love the clutch hitting. I love how their postseason experience really showed through tonight, and I think they were cool, calm, collected. Guy like David Freed's got that hit to right field. Set it all in motion.
And we talk about the shifts a lot, and that's a topic for the offseason. But the shift did open up the door for the Dodgers in that inning, because that ground ball that got through the infield by David Freese is usually where a second baseman is, Ned. And I'm sure the Nationals, if they're honest with themselves, are kicking themselves for not having just a standard defense against him.
Yeah, well, that's what happens when you do that. And then you pitched him in, and it was really a good piece of hitting from David Freese. Went over, hit the 200 plate appearance mark today in his postseason career, hitting about 300 in that situation. So you know he knows what to do, but you're right. If it's a traditional defensive alignment and you've got a left-handed pitcher throwing sliders in on the hands of the right-handed hitters, that's where a second baseman would be. It's a whole different inning. But nobody was standing there. Ball ends up in right field, first and third, and off they go.
All right, let's look at tomorrow. Max Scherzer on the mound against Rich Hill. Max Scherzer physically has been beat up this season, Ned. So I know everybody's thinking of the three-time Cy Young Award winner and the guy that we saw in relief in Game 2, but I believe the Dodgers can get to him and tax him and make him labor if they do what they did in the sixth inning tonight.
Well, I think that he's got an ERA of 5 in the month of September, 5+. You're talking about a great, great competitor, great pitcher for a long time, 3 Cy Young Awards. But this time of year, he knows what the Washington bullpen is. This time of year, he's going to have to be very precise, and he cannot extend any innings. He has a 25-30 pitch first inning. He knows they're not going to have enough coverage to get through a complete two-game set, because they've got to win two games, and you can't win one before you win you can't win two before you win the first. But they're going to need to really, the Dodgers, to continue to grind out at bats against a guy that is going to have to be efficient in order to give Washington a chance to win that game. The other side, you got Rich Hill, big curveball. You got a lot of aggressive hitters. They're going to be all amped up. The curveball may work wonders, and you got a lot of right-handed power arms coming in after Rich Hill.
Yeah, because Rich Hill will only go 4 innings tomorrow night, maybe a fifth if he's convincing Dave Roberts and if the pitch count is low. But the Dodgers offensively have got to generate some runs early against the Nationals to be able to really disrupt what Davey Martinez wants to do, because there is a chance, according to what Davey said before the game today, Ned, he's looking at every game, going all in with every game. So I wouldn't rule out Steven Strasburg even coming in relief tomorrow night. Would you?
No, I think they're going to have to play the game that way. If it is close, they're going to need Strasburg into that game, because I don't think that Scherzer is going to give them 9 innings. And I'm not sure how they're going to end up finishing a game out if they need 6-9 outs after Scherzer's done, even if he pitches great and it's a close game at that point in time. I think they're in a tough spot. I think tonight's game was such a key game for both teams. Whoever won this game was going to put themselves in a much greater position and really put a lot of vulnerability on the other side. They use Scherzer tomorrow, and if they use Strasburg tomorrow, Game 5 is going to be a struggle. Corbin, tough first inning in his first start, walked the bases loaded, walked in a run. Tonight, 2/3 of an inning, 4 hits, a couple of walks, 6 runs earned. So not everybody is sitting in a real comfortable spot right now in Washington, except probably Strasburg, and of course Scherzer's apt to do anything to an excellent degree.
Well, it goes back to what we've talked about all season long, and you've been pretty strong about this, how the Dodgers just keep coming at you, and they just have too much for you every game. And that's why I felt coming into this series, the Dodgers just had too much for the Nationals. Yeah, they might win one game. They might even win two games. But to win three games against the Dodgers, I just don't think they have enough.
I agree. I think that when you go into a postseason and your bullpen is a struggle, and I think their bullpen had the highest ERA of any bullpen in the game, you are really walking a tightrope, because you've got to have a good bullpen in the month of October. There's no two ways about it. You got to buy outs. Outs are tough to get. Look at that sixth inning, how they had Corbin was sitting there with two strikes on so many hitters and couldn't put them away. It's tough to get outs, and you've got to be able to do that if you have any intent on getting into late October. And I think Washington's bullpen has been an Achilles to them all year long. Three great starting pitchers, but let's face it, a starting pitcher today is a sixth inning guy, sometimes a seventh inning guy. How do you close that out? Well, I think they got their hands full.
I agree with you, Ned. I really believe the Dodgers win this game tomorrow. I know everybody's scared and panicking over Max Scherzer. The Dodgers have the momentum. I think they close this out tomorrow night and go to their fifth straight NLCS. Do you feel the same way?
Oh, I do. I think that the Dodgers, I think you go back to that sixth inning. They have such experience in this type of situation, in this type of game, that they're going to be cool under pressure. They don't ever speed it up. They don't ever get out of whack. I know a lot of strikeouts, but that's kind of where the game is at. I think that they are so cool under pressure. I think the pressure sits on Washington, and you've got a home crowd that's going to be all fired up. They fall behind two or three runs early in that game tomorrow, and Scherzer's up in the 60-70 pitch range in after three innings. I think everybody's going to know how it's going to go.
I agree with you, Ned. Can't wait for tomorrow. Game four here at Nationals Park should be fun. Thanks for checking in.
All right, buddy. See you later, David.
There he goes, Ned Coletti, live from the Sportsnet LA studios. And tomorrow we will have Game 4 of the NLDS right here on AM 570 LA Sports. Our coverage with the pregame begins at 2:30, first pitch at 3:40. Rich Hill against Max Scherzer. And not only do we have pregame coverage here, we also have all-day coverage leading up to Morongo Casino Dodgers on Deck. Steve Sachs and Tim Cates will continue their morning Dodger Talk show beginning at 6 a.m. Rogan and Rodney will be on after them. And then we have Morongo Casino Dodgers on Deck at 2:30 with first pitch at 3:40. Thanks to Dave Magdaleno back at our Burbank studios. Thanks to Dwayne McDonald out here at Nationals Park in Washington, D.C., where the Dodgers take Game 3 with a 10-4 victory on AM 570 LA Sports. Have a great night. See ya.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires. Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.